Catherine Govier is being recognized at this year's Mayor's Spotlight on the Arts on September 24th. She joins me in the program. How are you doing today?
I'm well, thanks.
Good.
So, how are you, Rob?
Good, good. So I understand you're a local author here?
I live in Canmore part-time. The other part of my time I spend in Toronto and round about the world.
Fantastic. And I understand your world travels is part of what's getting you this award. You have a really interesting story to share about your novel, The Ghost Brush.
Well, The Ghost Brush was my last novel, and it was set actually in Edo, Japan in about 1800. Really remote place, especially when you don't write or read or speak Japanese. Mm-hmm. But I've had a great time with it, and it's been published all over the world. And then back in Japan, which was really a good feeling for me to be able to bring it back to its original home.
And I understand while doing some research for the book, you had a little brush with Japanese royalty.
I was working with some art historians who invited me to a cocktail party in England, and we were sitting around a table. My husband leaned back behind the person that was sitting between us and touched me on the shoulder and said to me, "She's 39. She's 39. And I thought, so? Well, she doesn't look 39. But actually what he was saying was, she's third in line.
Oh.
And it was the Princess Akiko, part of the Emperor's family, who was actually at Oxford studying exactly the same kind of Japanese art that I was writing about.
Did you get an opportunity to speak with her at all?
I did. I had already spoken to her. And then I had to look back over what I said. And, oh, God, what have I said wrong? I said, you know, have you been to Ox? Oh, yes. You know, she had perfect English. Of course, her parents had also been to Oxford. Beautiful manners, very, very lovely person.
How many novels have you actually written?
11.
And you have a new one coming out here.
Three Sisters Bar and Hotel is coming out in March.
So is it going to be a locally set novel, this one?
Yeah, this one is set in the Bow Valley. You know, this was my stomping grounds when I was young. So it was really nice to come back here. And I've always been fascinated by the stories of these original Europeans who came, you know, the runaway aristocrats and the remittance men and the, you know.
And that's what the novel's basically about. Yeah,
yeah, it's about a family, an outfitter's family, a marriage of extreme opposites, which of course happened here a lot because everyone had been pulled out of their context around the world. How it falls out in the family over a couple generations, built around this old hotel in the middle of town.
I understand you have been doing a little mentorship.
I have. I've got a program running. It's been 4 years now. It's called The Shoe Project. And I work with immigrant women, newcomer women, whose first language was not English and who have come here in adulthood to get their stories of migration, to help them write them and perfect their English based around a pair of shoes.
Cool.
And the shoes that brought them here. And then we perform. And we did it last November at Communauté. We had a wonderful evening where some of these women told their stories. And we'll do it again this year.
Catherine Govier is the Mayor Spotlight on the Arts, one of the recipients this year. September 24th is the big event. Thanks so much for joining me on the show today.
Thank you, Rob. Thank you.